Dr. Clyde Gilman is the pastor of Bella Vista Baptist Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico. If you love preaching, you'll love this man. I love his preaching. I love his spirit. I love his burden. I love to be around him. And I love him. And I thank God that up there in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a man of God, came to town, and God has used him to do an unbelievable work there. You listen on purpose tonight as our friend, Dr. Clyde Gilman, comes to preach.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Dr. Smith. It's been a great week, hasn't it? An awesome week. I want to thank you again, Trinity Baptist Church and Dr. Smith, for your sacrifice in order to serve us and be a blessing to us this week. And you've certainly done that. I love Dr. Smith. We got here tonight. I slipped into the prayer room to pray. Was on my knees praying, and somebody walked up behind me, put his hands on me, and began to pray for me, Dr. Smith. Began to pray for God's power to rest upon me tonight to preach. Stood over this preacher praying for me. I want to thank Brother Miss Ogden, my host this week. Well, what a great host. Thank you. So gracious and kind. Well, I mean, they have really, just treated me like a somebody. Really. Just opened the door for me, anything, everything, just waited on me. Thank you, Brother Miss Ogden. Brother Ogden and I were going back to the motel the other night. We stopped at a stoplight, and a car had the green light, of course, in front of us, went by pretty fast, and we saw the camera flash. And Brother Ogden said, man, that got him. He said, I didn't think he's going that fast. I said, he's going pretty fast. And it reminded me of a story I read recently. It said a guy was going through a stoplight, and when he went through the stoplight, the camera flashed, and he saw it. And he said to himself, well, I wasn't speeding. That's not right. And so he said, I'm going to go around the block and check that out again. So he went around the block and came through the light a second time and slowed down just a little bit, more than he had been, and it flashed a second time. So he said, well, I'm going to check this out. He went through a third time and it flashed, and he went through the fourth time and it flashed. And he went around the block one more time and came through, and this time he slowed down to like a snail, just barely went through, and it flashed. 2 weeks later, he got 5 traffic fines in the mail for not wearing a seatbelt. When I've come here 2 or 3 times through the years, and used to, Brother Smith, Dr. Smith would pick me up at the airport and give me the ride of my life back to my motel room. And he doesn't pick me up anymore, and you might say, well, why? Because I prayed and asked God to give me somebody with some common sense driving to pick me up. Lord, answer my prayers. My daughter Kimberly called me this afternoon, and she said, Dad, how's things going? I said, great. She said, how's the conference? I said, oh, it's great. I said, we've had so far 30 messages. And she said, 30? I said, yeah, we've had 15 out-of-town preachers. And then in between each sermon, we've had 15 messages from Dr. Smith. I said, so far, we've had 30 messages. They've all been good, don't you think so? And I told Miss Kim, my daughter, I said, I'm ordering the DVDs, and I'm just wondering if those will be included in the price. Let me take just a moment to introduce a young couple. Brother and Miss Leader, stand over there, will you please? James Leader and his wife, Andrea. Brother James is teaching at OBC for Dr. Vineyard, has been for a few years. Brother James got saved at the University of New Mexico in 02, came to us at the church there. We baptized him. God called him to preach. Went to OBC and graduated, and then went on staff there for Dr. Vineyard. And we went through a few problems this summer, and I lost every assistant pastor I have. And I called Brother James to see if the Lord might bring him back home. And wait a minute. One of the first questions he asked me, he said, "Well, what do you believe about the King James Bible?" First question. I like that. And he's finishing up this semester in December. They'll be coming on board. God knows how to fix things. His wife, Andrea, surrendered to full-time Christian service in a youth conference here at Trinity Baptist in 04. And so Bella Vista Baptist Church is going to be reaping the fruit of Trinity Baptist Youth Conference. We're excited about them coming on board. Open your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms 107. It seems like this week that God has almost given us a theme in this conference, even though there wasn't one. We heard messages like faint but determined not to faint. Messages like navigating through the zone of silence, my brother Angel. And then Dr. Gomez, the message, "I Must Bear It." I want to preach tonight on the word "minished." You'll find that word in verse number 39. You'd stand with me, please. Perhaps you might want to underline or circle that word in verse number 39 of Psalms 107. Minished. Verse 39, "Again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow." And let's pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you for Calvary. Lord, I sure would like to do a good job preaching tonight. I'd like to do a good job for you because you called me. And Lord, I'd like to do a good job for Trinity Baptist Church and for these friends and guests that have come our way. And Lord, if I said anything that would help tonight, it'd have to be you showing up and helping me and touching me. And Lord, you've done that so many times. I pray you'd do it again tonight and help me. Give me clear thoughts and clear speech as I preach tonight. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Be seated. The word "minished," it means to lessen, to be less, become less. It means to make smaller. Our word that we use instead of the word "minished," we use today, Dr. Smith used it tonight, "diminish." Same word, "diminished." It means to be brought low, and it says that right in the verse. "Again, they are minished and brought low." That's what it means. It means to be crushed, to be minished. It means to be overwhelmed. Minished. It's been said more than one time this week. I think I heard Dr. Smith mention it, not the word, but the ideal. He said, if you haven't been there, You will be there. He said, some of you have been there, some of you are there right now, and some of you are going to be there. I think I heard Dr. Gomez say it. Minished, brought low, made less, made smaller. In June of this year, an incident happened north of Albuquerque in the mountains of Santa Fe, and I want to share this small article that was in the newspaper there in Albuquerque in June of this year. A young lady had gotten lost out in the mountains, and the state police sent their helicopter out to find her, located her, and to pick her up, and this is what it says. As pilot Andrew Tingwell lifted his state police helicopter off a snowy mountaintop Tuesday night, he could see the twinkling orange lights of Santa Fe, but within seconds, fast-moving clouds had rolled in, completely blocking the cockpit view. Moments later, the twin-engine aircraft had crashed, tumbling and breaking apart as it rolled down a steep ravine. The clouds got him, State Police Chief Sagata said Thursday. The clouds got him. The bodies of the veteran police sergeant and a second passenger, Yamamoto, were recovered Thursday morning. The helicopter crashed after picking up Yamamoto, a hiker who was lost on Santa Fe Baldy. Listen to this. There was a third passenger. Despite a crushed leg, a third passenger, 29-year-old Officer Wesley Cox, was able to walk a mile from the crash site to reach searchers Wednesday morning. He was in stable condition. With a crushed leg, he walked a mile. And the state police chief said about the others, the clouds got them. Through the years in pastoring, I have watched the clouds get some people. Sometimes they're fast-moving clouds, sometimes slow, but I've watched some clouds get some people. But at the same time, I've watched some clouds come in that didn't get everybody, like the guy with the crushed leg. The clouds sometimes get some folks, but sometimes people with crushed legs and crushed hearts just keep on walking. Even though they're minished and made less and made smaller, with a crushed heart, many times they just keep on keeping on. Your Bibles are still open to Psalm 107. Let me show you just a few verses in this chapter on when Israel was minished. And in this chapter, if you sometime read it, it'll use a verse or two where they were minished. Then God delivered them, and then they were minished, and then God delivered them, and then God would minish them, and then God would deliver them over and over. Look at some of these verses on how they were minished in verse 4 and 5. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. They were minished. Look at verse 25. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Minished. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunk man and are at their wit's end. Minished. America is being minished. Some of you, sometimes you hear us preachers and others, and here lately we talk a lot about America. And the reason we do is because she's being minished. She's being brought low. She's being made smaller. She's in the process of being crushed, overwhelmed. And for many of us, It breaks our heart when we see our beloved nation being diminished. And in my opinion, the diminishing is not over for America. Israel has been diminished for years. Back hundreds of years ago, scattered around the earth, diminished, oppressed, brought low, crushed. Israel has been diminished for years. She's still tonight is in the process of being diminished. Has been for years. In the future, during the tribulation period, the world is going to be diminished. When God opens up heaven, Book of Revelation, time after time after time, and God pours out His judgment upon this world and diminishes this world. Diminishes it to the place where a third die of the population. That's diminished. This world is going to be diminished. During that same time period, there is going to be a man rise whom we know in the Scripture as the Antichrist and become the world leader, the world president, if you please, and yep, the world's going to look at him and say, wow, wonder at him, marvel at him, worship him. But at the end of the tribulation period, he's going to be diminished. At the end of the tribulation period, the Lord Jesus coming back, the second coming, heavens are going to depart like a scroll, and they're going to look up and see a man on a white horse with an army on white horses, and he's on his way to the nation of Israel. He's going to diminish the Antichrist. Diminished. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11 just for a moment, would you? Hebrews chapter 11. In Hebrews chapter 11, it mentions some who were delivered and some who were not. Some who were delivered and some who were diminished. Verse 32, Hebrews 11, 32. Notice some words in a moment. Verse 32, and what shall I say more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained prophecies, stopped the mouths of lions, that's like Daniel, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the alien. That's a wow, isn't it? Women received their dead, raised to life again, and now it changes and turns the corner. And others. And others. Some God showed up for, some God delivered, but in verse number 35, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And the first two words of verse 36, and others. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment, diminished. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder. Diminished. They were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Diminished. Some were delivered, and they were not diminished. But others, it says here, and others, they were diminished. They were not delivered. And you and I, if you've been around very long, you just know that there's both sides. Sometimes God shows up and sometimes He lets us go through it. And sometimes He does not deliver us. Just not exactly so the way some of these TV evangelists tell you that God will show up. Sometimes He chooses not to show up. He allows folks to be diminished. And I'll just tell you something that I don't buy into, and some of you might disagree with me, but sometimes somebody gets sick unto death, and we pray and we pray and we pray for them, we pray for them and we pray for them, and God chooses to take them home, and then we say, make a statement that I don't agree with. Well, God healed them. Oh, wait a minute. You can't just walk down the road and there's a guy lying there dead. And say, well, what happened to him? Oh, God healed him. Now, God takes folks on to heaven, and that's the will of God, but sometimes it's not the will of God for God to answer our prayers about our loved ones, and we're minished. We're minished, and the list could be long, you know. We're minished by ill health. All of a sudden, ill health shows up, and it brings us low. It crushes us. It makes us smaller. Ill health. Death comes and minishes us. Death comes and shows up in our family. The death angel visits us, and it leaves us crushed, and we're minished. Ill health, death. We're minished. John Bishop was minished. Brought low. This last June, a young couple that I married 30 years ago lived 200 miles from us, and like our kids, is in church, Independent Baptist Church, but on Sunday morning before church, he was riding his bicycle, had a heart attack, fell there in the ditch and died. Well, they rushed him to Albuquerque, kept a machine on him, but he's died. I do not know of a husband and wife that were any closer than that couple. And we tried to help her. She was minished. She was brought low. She wept. She said, I don't know what to do. I can't live without him. Minished through death. This last spring, preacher friend of mine, 200 miles from me, Brother Burson Corley, pastors of church I started in 1972, doing a good job, Burson Corley. He called me in Albuquerque. He said, preacher, my little daughter, six-year-old daughter Tiffany, she'd just been diagnosed with cancer, fast-moving cancer. Brought her to Albuquerque. I rushed to the hospital to meet up with them and pray with them there. And they had started in this spring radiation treatments, chemo. Little six-year-old girl. And once a week for a year, they have got to make that 400-mile round trip to bring Tiffany each week to Albuquerque for those treatments. Mom and Dad are minished. Minished. A few years ago, a young girl graduated from our academy, Desiree Williams, 18 years old, got a job there in Albuquerque, and she was traveling along I-40 going to work one morning and evidently not paying attention, and the traffic had stopped on the freeway, and she ran into the back of a semi-truck, 18 years old, and killed her. Family in our church. I'd buried her daddy just a few years before. That afternoon when they finally found the mother at work and found out who she belonged to, that mother, Mrs. Williams, called me on the phone just screaming, weeping, minished. And I hate those kind of phone calls when I can't understand them. I know something is bad wrong. And she's screaming, and finally she said, Desi is dead. I said, where are you at? And she said, at my office. I said, I'll be right there. I rushed to town, and her other daughter and son were there with her. And when I walked into her office, they all three just fell on me, weeping. Minished. I called Mrs. Gilman. I said, "Mrs. Gilman, I'm going to bring the Williams family home with me. Get the upper bedroom ready, and they may stay a few days." She said, "Sure." I brought them home, and they stayed up in the upper bedroom, and sometimes 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd hear them wailing. Minished. I took a church in 1968 in Alice, Texas, down by Corpus. There's a man in our church there named John DeRosick. Been saved out of Catholicism, and just before I got there, John was a roughneck, worked on an oil rig. Just before I got there, he had a wife and 2 little girls. He came home one morning off of a morning tire and walked into the house, and there on the kitchen table was a note from his wife. Said, "John, I'm leaving you. I'm going with someone else, and I'm taking the girls with me." When I got there, that was the situation John DeRosick was in, minished. Left alone by himself. We lived in the parsonage right next door to the church, and John would come over almost every night, usually about supper time. He'd come in, and I'd say, "John, we're having supper. You want to eat with us?" "Yeah, sure." And sometimes John would stay till 11 o'clock at night. He didn't want to go home to those empty chairs, an empty house. And about 11 o'clock at night, I'd say to John, "John, boy, this has been good." And he'd look at his watch and he'd say, "Preacher, I'm sorry." And apologize and go home. Minished. Minished. Why are people minished? Quickly, just different reasons. Nebuchadnezzar was minished because of his pride. God can bring you down off your high horse. Nebuchadnezzar, is not this great Babylon that I have built and God sitting on the throne did not like it and minished him and sent him out the pasture until he knew who's running things? Nebuchadnezzar was minished because of pride. Job was minished like no other man. Minished to what? Minished to show us some patience. But the New Testament said, you've heard of the patience of Job. Minished to teach us some endurance and just how to hang in there. Job was minished. Paul was minished. Why? Why, Paul? Paul, why would you minish Paul? He said, "Lest I be exalted above measure, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh." Paul knew why it came. He knew why he was minished. It brought him low, a thorn in the flesh, the rest of his life and ministry. Paul was minished. Joseph was minished. Why was Joseph minished? Why was he hated of his brethren? And why was he become a slave, a servant, and put in a prison? He was minished. Why? Because God was preparing a future for Israel. So he took a man and minished him in order to prepare a future for someone else. David was minished because of his sin. Now you hear me tonight. You think that God's putting up with your sin. You think you're going to get by with your sin. You think God's going to excuse your sin. He never has. He never will. And you may think, "Well, I'm doing okay so far," but I'm telling you, your sin will minish you and bring you low and crush you. Sometimes we're minished because the devil's just trying to devour us. Walking about seeking whom he may devour. And so he minishes us in order to try to take us out and try to devour us. Wait a minute. I'm telling you why. Why we're minished sometimes, God's simply equipping us to help somebody else. That's what it says. just equipping us to use it as an example to be there for somebody else. When we're ministered, it reveals some things. It reveals our faith. You say, hey, what does it say that on the mountaintop faith is easy? But it's down in the valley. It's when we're ministered. And then when we're ministered, it reveals our faith. How much faith do we have? How much do we believe God? Do we really believe God? We'll find out when we're ministered. When we're ministered, it reveals our character, or lack of it. It reveals our maturity. It reveals our love. How much do we love God? I mean, just some ministering come along. Do we just turn our back on God? Or do we really love God? It reveals our love. It reveals our strength. How strong we are, how weak. I was in Bible college 1964 through 67. We went to Bible college and we had three kids when we went. Had another one while we was up there. I was 22 years old. Didn't have much character. Broke, couldn't pay bills. The second year I was in Bible college, I made $1,900. I know it's a long time ago, but not that long. $1,900. I remember coming home one day from Bible college and I couldn't buy the textbook for the class, and I wasn't passing the class because I didn't have the textbook, and we couldn't buy groceries and we couldn't pay rent. And I walked in one day after about noon, 1 o'clock after Bible college, and I walked in and I said, Mrs. Gilman, I said, I'm quitting. I said, this is not working. I said, it doesn't look like it's going to work. She said, sit down. I've learned through the years that when she says sit down, I hate that. I know. When she says sit down, she said, sit down. I said, all right. I sat down and she said, we can't quit. God's called you to preach. And she said this. She said, we can't quit. God's called you to preach. And if we quit, God may get you. And if he gets you, he might get me. And she said, we can't quit. I said, okay. I went back to college. Yeah. Wait a minute. About a week later, I walked in about 1 o'clock and Miss Gilman said, this is not working. Couldn't buy groceries, couldn't pay bills. Ms. Gilman said, this is not working. You're going to have to quit. It's just not working. And I said, sit down. And she sat down. I said, I can't quit. God's called me to preach. And if I quit, God might get me. He might get you too. And she said, okay. Ministered. Finished. Some through the years, we all, of course, have been ministered. Some maybe more than others. Several years ago, I told Mrs. Gilman, I said, honey, we're living under a dark cloud. I said, honey, we have these dark clouds in our life. And I said to her, I said, but you know, honey, if we quit because of these dark clouds, they're not going away just because we quit. In fact, I said to her, I said, we're living under these dark clouds. And I said, if we quit, they're not going away. In fact, they're going to get darker. And she said, I agree. So I said to her, and we agreed, we might as well just keep on going under the dark clouds. Minished. Minished but faithful. I pastor some people like that. Minished but serving. Minished but not bitter. Minished but got a right spirit. Minished but trusting. Minished but steadfast, unmovable. Minished but holding fast. Minished but enduring. Minished but still running. Minished but still pressing on. Minished. The Apostle Paul was minished many times. But he said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize. And over there in Corinthians, you remember that list where he was minished? Been read this week. Minished. And not delivered many times. In the Mamertine prison, he said, my departure is near, and they cut his head off. That's not deliverance. Minished. Christ on the cross. More than minished. Forsaken. Christ on the cross saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the darkness covered the face of the earth, and God turned his back on his son, and more than minished, he forsook him. And he stayed on the cross for you and me. Not delivered. I'll ask you to turn to one scripture and I'll close. In Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3. May take a while to close because it may take us a while to find Habakkuk. Even me. Chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Minished. Verse 17 describes minished. But in verse 18 we have the reaction. Look at verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Is that minished? Look at the next verse. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. What is your reaction when you're minished? Some don't do well. But God means for us, when we're minished, to keep on keeping on. Someone said it this way one time. I've dreamed many a dream that never come true. I've seen them vanish at dawn. But I've realized enough of my dreams to come true to make me keep on dreaming on. I prayed many a prayer when no answer come, though I waited patient and long. But answers have come to enough of my prayers to make me keep on praying on. I've trusted many a friend that failed me and left me to weep alone. But I found enough of my friends to be true to make me keep on trusting on. I've sown many a seed by the wayside for the birds to feed upon. But I've held enough golden sheaves in my hand to make me keep on sowing on. I've drained the cup of disappointment and pain. I've gone many days without a song. But I've sipped enough nectar from the roses of life to make me want to live on. Keep on. Keeping on. I want you to stand with me just for a moment of prayer. Our Father, you sent me here with this message for a reason, a purpose. Only you would know how many are here tonight being minished, have been, are being. And you'd know about those in the future, maybe even the near future, that's going to be brought low. Help us. Give us everything we need. Give us the grace like you did Paul. That's sufficient to keep on serving, believing, trusting, even though we're minished. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Gilman. Hymn 53, When I Survey the